For generations, the name Argus was associated with cameras, but when the Ann Arbor Company was founded in 1931, it was called the International Radio Corporation. As you might expect, the company made radios. Cheryl Chedister is the curator of the Argus Museum. She's looking at a cadet radio and reflecting on the company's history.
Radio sales were slow during the summer months. Reception was not as good for radios as it was in the winter, and people didn't buy as many radios. So one of the founders, Charles Brashear, was traveling in Europe. He ran across a Leica, and he thought, you know, we could make something that's less expensive, easy to operate, but still, you know, perform decently. And he contracted with a Belgium engineer, Gustave Fassine, who came from Belgium to Argus here in Ann Arbor and designed the first cameras.
In 1936, the company first produced its Argus A camera, and the public took notice. 30,000 were sold in the first week of release. Argus revolutionized the market by selling its new camera for $12.50. Kodak was the primary competitor at the time, and it was selling its camera for about $60. After looking at the museum's Argus A camera display, Chedister directs my attention to the company's next generation camera.
And then by 1938, they made the most, I guess, iconic of all Argus cameras was the C3. They made that camera for over 25 years. That was their bread and butter camera.
The Argus C3 became one of the most popular cameras in history. About 2 million were sold in its production cycle. The camera had built-in flash synchronization and was known for its durability. Chedister says that's why it got the nickname the Brick.
The shape of it, and it was very heavy. And I was told by former employees that they would once in a while drop a brick on purpose to the first floor from the second floor, and that was their quality control. If it still worked, it was fine.
The Argus quality extended beyond the camera itself. 90-year-old Dick DeMiro worked as a sewing machine operator at the Argus satellite office in Sheboygan from 1948 to 1956.
We made up all the cases for the Argus cameras, the leather cases. So I worked on that for between doing that, and I did a lot of the custom work for making the new cases when they had to have them for show.
While DeMiro's contribution to Argus products made a difference, it was what he did with an Argus C3 camera after he left the company that earned him a spot on one of the Argus Museum walls.
Just working on the bridge was the biggest job that ever hit the state of Michigan, and I had the opportunity to be on it.
You see, in 1956 and 1957, DeMiro worked as an iron worker helping build the Mackinac Bridge. While laying cable 550 feet in the air, he decided to take photos of the construction of the bridge.
You can see the cable spinner working, and what we did with them as we worked, and going right from no wire up there to, we put, there was 40,000 miles of wire by the time we got done up there.
To honor his work, the Argus Museum displays some of DeMiro's photos and the camera he used to take them. That's just one in a sizable collection. There are over 50 cameras in the exhibit. Jessica Dawson is an administrative assistant for O'Neill Construction. That's the company that now owns the Argus One building at 4th and William. The Argus Museum is found in the lobby area of the second floor. To honor the building's history, the construction company helped establish the museum in 1987. Meanwhile, Dawson says she can't help but to look at DeMiro's photos when she walks by them.
That's very cool. That's unique. And it's here at the Argus Museum, you know, so that's part of history.
Argus also made history during World War II, and that too is reflected at the museum. Curator Cheryl Chedister says Argus provided a number of products to the U.S. Armed Forces.
Prisms, sighting devices, lenses. They also made radio components. Their first actually military contract was to make aviation radio equipment, working with Bendix Corporation. But they made telescopes for the military. They made anti-tank sighting devices for the military.
A few steps away from the military equipment and behind another glass case, you'll find employee badges. A company is only as good as its employees, and these are the names and faces of the people behind the Argus brand.
During the war, they made a lot of products that played a big role in World War II. And they, you know, they were afraid of spies. They were.
A little over a decade after the end of the war, Argus would go through changes. The company was bought by Sylvania in the mid to late 50s. The company had stopped camera production by the time Sylvania sold it off in 1969, though there were versions of the Argus badge sold through the 1970s. Today, the Argus brand is used on a variety of inexpensive digital cameras that are sold by an out-of-state company. But the original cameras are alive and well, hidden in plain sight on display at the Argus Museum in Ann Arbor. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.